This is the gospel, the good news. 20 centuries ago, Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins, and after 3 days, rose from the grave. This is the truth that saves us, the truth that frees us, the truth that gives us hope. Today, we remember the cross and rejoice in the empty tomb. Join us as we celebrate, Hallelujah, Christ arose.
Though in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord.
The people welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem, rejoicing at the arrival of their Messiah. But they hoped for a political revolution and failed to understand that his kingdom would come by way of a cross. And though their song turned to scorn as Calvary approached, their adoration of the King of Kings rings true. We join their song with full understanding that indeed the Messiah has come.
Today in the city of Jerusalem comes the King, comes the King. Today in the city of Jerusalem comes the King of Kings.
Sing loud hosannas,
worship with your praise,
spread the news of his great glory on this joyous day. To bring us all new life. Look and see the one who sets us free. Today in the city of Jerusalem comes the King, comes the King. Today in the city of Jerusalem comes the King. On this joyous day, for today in the
work great miracles to show His power and love. Blessed is the one who comes to us.
Only days later, betrayed, arrested, and condemned, Christ hung nailed to a cross in apparent defeat. The crowds mocked him as a failed Messiah, and his own followers denied they'd ever known him. They failed to see that the cross was the fulfillment of prophecy, the long-awaited atonement of all our sins. Hundreds of years before, Isaiah anticipated Calvary as he wrote. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed.
Once we all stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death our chains, but he with blood our freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, were swallowed up by righteousness and vanquished by finished on the cross.
The death of Christ stands as the perfect payment for our sins. His resurrection demonstrates that His sacrifice has truly won our victory. After 3 days in the tomb, Jesus arose in power, proclaiming that He had broken the very jaws of the grave. The empty tomb declares that death itself has been defeated. Just as His cross is our pardon, so His resurrection is our triumph.
Dusty roads and the mountains, even the mighty waves you walked upon.
once and for all. He died on a cross, 3 days in a tomb, and he arose victorious.
Death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our debt is paid, our sins are forgiven, and our victory is won. Rejoice in the finished work of the cross. Celebrate the glorious triumph over the grave. Hallelujah! Christ arose.